95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today, I have an amazing guest. She is a ballet dancer who fled from Cuba years ago and has now made a life here in Philadelphia. So we'll have her coming up in just a bit. But before we get to that, I sat down with morning show host Matt Cord to go over my holiday activities list of this year. If you don't already know, I am a huge proponent of taking the kids out and doing tons of holiday activities. So I came up with my top 10 holiday activities to do in and around Philadelphia.
So you're really good at the holidays when it comes to things to do for your family.
I go out and do a ton of stuff with my son. I did it since he was a baby. Now he's in school, so we're really just out on the weekends. But yeah, so I put together this list of my top 10 choices of what to do during the holiday. So it's my holiday activities.
And this is not just in Philly. This is the whole Delaware Valley, right?
Yeah, so there's a few things that are inside the city, but a lot of the stuff in the suburbs.
Okay.
Chester County, Montgomery, Delaware. We go all over the place.
Okay, and your son Jace is 7 years old?
Yep, 7 years old. Nice job, Uncle Matt.
I see him every summer. Okay, so where are we going?
All right, so first one actually is in the city, and it's the BYOB Holiday Light Trolley Tour. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of it.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I haven't gone yet. I'm going this weekend, so I'm really, really excited to do it. But basically, it's BYOB. You can bring beer. You can bring wine. You get on this trolley, and the trolley takes you to all of the highlights in the city, all of the light displays. So Miracle on 13th Street, you know, all of those amazing displays that you want to see.
How long does it take?
It's about 2 hours.
Okay.
They serve you pizza, and you can bring your drinks. It's family friendly. The kids can come. It's at nighttime.
Okay.
It starts, I think the first one starts about 5 o'clock, and they run about every half an hour.
Okay.
But you know what? They sell out quick. If you go to their website and you see that there's an open spot, grab it.
Okay.
So the second one is the Holiday Tree Exhibit. This is at the Bucks County Visitor Center. And I always say that doesn't sound too enticing. You're going to go to the Visitor Center.
Yeah.
But what's so cool about this is there's 18 trees that are decorated. And they're decorated by a woman named Colleen Christian Burke. And she led the annual White House Christmas decorations under President Bush and President Obama.
That's what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really cool. And, you know, they have Santa on the weekends and things like that. So you take the kids. The kids can sit on Santa's lap. This next one I did a few weekends ago. The Westchester Railroad. You're from out that way.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't. And I love railroads.
It's really cool. It's a great time for the kids. They have Santa and Santa's helpers come on the train and they entertain the kids the entire way. You go to the Glen Mills station and this is a little bit different.
Hello.
I know.
From 19342 Glen Mills.
So this Santa Express is a little bit different than some of the others out there because you actually get off of the train. Some of the others you stay on, you just kind of go to a place, you turn around, you come back. This, you get off, you go into the Glen Mills station, which is a little tiny historic station, but it's really cool to see take pictures. The kids get to see Santa. They get back on the train. There's snacks for purchase on the train. They keep the kids entertained the entire ride. It's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Half hour there, half hour at the station, and then half hour back.
It's funny. I drive by there every day when I go out to see my mom and my sister.
The Glen Mills station?
The station, yeah. And I always see like, wow, they really done this place up nicely.
It's well, yeah, they did it for Christmas.
Yeah.
So next up are these holiday workshops that I've been doing. I know you follow me on Instagram,
Matt,
and you've probably seen some of them. So it started.
I'm one of your million and yeah. two followers.
It started in the fall for the pumpkin succulent class, but there's a place out in Skipack. It's called Floral and Hardy, and they do these workshops where you go, they have all of the stuff that you need, and you create this beautiful centerpiece or whatever it is that they're having. So I did the pumpkin succulent. I did a wreath making, a Christmas tree centerpiece, and there's one more that's coming up. But on my list, I have all of the different workshops that they have and a link to them, and you can check them out. If you're crafty, you like to do it yourself, this is perfect.
Okay.
Up next is the Wild
Lights. How many do you have?
I have 10.
Okay.
We're only on 5, so stay with me. The Wild Lights at the Elmwood Park Zoo. This is new for the zoo. So the zoo.
I know you love that zoo.
I do love that zoo.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. Listen, Philadelphia Zoo is great, but if you have younger kids or you don't want to do a full day at the zoo, Elmwood Park Zoo is perfect. It's a little bit smaller. It's a little more interactive. You can feed the animals. You can do things like that. But this is new for them this year. They did the Wild Lights, and it's something that's during the holiday season, and it will take place at night. Basically, the entire zoo decorated in beautiful lights. Santa's there, and they have 2 real reindeer that you can actually get a picture with.
Wow. Real reindeer.
That's like the new thing now, too. You can get your picture
with
a real reindeer.
Yeah.
I don't know how friendly they are, though. You know, I get a little bit nervous sometimes. So just make sure you watch your kids if you're going to take that picture.
Don't stand behind one.
Number 6, Matt, is a place called Feeney's. Have you ever heard of it?
How do you spell it?
F-E-E-N-E-Y apostrophe S.
Never heard of it.
Okay, it's in Bucks County. It's a store, over 20,000 square feet, and it has anything and everything you could possibly want as far as Christmas decorations go, or holiday decorations, I should say.
Okay.
I mean, brand new modern decorations.
Expensive?
I mean, it depends. It depends on what you're looking
for.
Okay. I went for an artificial tree, and no, it was not all that expensive. Good. And they were having a sale.
Feeny's.
Yeah, Feeny's in Bucks County. If you're looking for like traditional holiday decorations, they have it. And then, of course, they have all the brand new, beautiful stuff. They're open 7 days a week. Check their website. Also, they have Santa on the weekends, and they have a live nativity scene there as well. So next, I have choosing a Christmas tree instead of just going to your local fire station, which is great. You can support. But sometimes, like what I did, I went out on a Monday and they were pretty much sold out of all good trees because people go on the weekend. So there was nothing there. So I needed a place that I knew was going to have tons of trees and I wasn't going to have to drive all over the place looking for Christmas trees. I picked one of the larger farms. I chose one in each county and I said, make it more of an experience. So instead of just going to get the Christmas tree, go somewhere where there's going to be a ton of stuff to do. Like Shady Brook Farm in Bucks County, they have that beautiful light show. If you go in the evening, you can grab your tree and then drive through the light show. Johnson's Corner Farm in Medford, New Jersey, they have gingerbread man making and cookie decorating kits. You can sit by the fire, you can roast s'mores. Also in Bucks County, Carousel Village. This is in Wrightstown, Newtown area. And they have a train that you can get on. The kids can ride. You can get on a hayride. It'll take you out.
So all these places, you can get a tree on top of that fun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty cool.
That's what I'm saying. You can kill two birds with one stone. So Carousel Village, they have a hayride that'll take you out. You can cut down your own tree. And then in Delaware County, of course, you can't miss Lynn Villa Orchards. I mean, they're great.
Yeah.
And then Corkum Farm in Montgomery County is a little bit of a smaller farm. So if you don't want the hustle and the bustle and the big crowd, try this place. And then also in Chester County is Jaeger's Tree Farm. I've actually never been there, but a lot of people speak highly of it. Okay. And they have hot chocolate, hot cider in their market. And they actually had a wine and Christmas event this year, which was sounded like it was pretty cool.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, I know. Next up is the Morris Arboretum Garden Railway. So I do this one every year.
Where is it?
Right outside Chestnut Hill.
Okay.
Is where the Morris Arboretum is. And they're open also during the day, but at night on Fridays and Saturdays, they do this night display of this garden railroad. And it's so pretty. And it's so much fun. Jace loves it. So we go to this one every year. This is one that's always on my list.
You did all this stuff.
Oh my God, I do.
Are you ever at home during the holidays or not?
No, I'm picking him up from school today and we're headed out.
I'm tired. I feel like I've been on all these adventures with you.
One of my last posts, I said, sleep, what's that?
Yeah.
We got holiday activities to do. Okay, so next up is, this is nine. We got two more left, all right? Stay with me.
I'm here.
Do it yourself.
Just got off the arboretum.
Okay. Do it yourself Christmas photos. A lot of people will spend money on a photographer for their Christmas photos to make their Christmas cards and send them out. Well, there's really no need to spend all of that money if you're just going to print a card. You don't need editing. You usually don't need Photoshop. You're doing it yourself. You're making these Christmas cards or these holiday cards yourself and you're sending them out. So this do-it-yourself photo opportunity is by a woman. She sets up her studio. Her name is Kara Rodenbush. And she sets up her studio in Willow Grove for you to go in. She has a whole Christmas scene. She has props. She has anything you could possibly want. She sets up her lights and her camera. You go in, put your kids in front of the camera, and you get behind the camera, and you actually take the pictures. So it saves you all of that money. She charges $60 basically to come in and use her studio. And you don't have to be a professional photographer or really even know what you're doing. You just need to know how to point and shoot.
Mm.
And everybody who has kids,
she's got all the props and everything.
She has everything. And anybody who has kids, I mean, they've pretty much become proficient in taking pictures of their kids with their cell phone. So, and she's there the entire time. So if you're not getting the pictures, she'll lend a hand and help you out. So the last one is actually goes all the way to New Year's Eve. So when you have kids on New Year's Eve, you either have to get a babysitter and leave your kids or you're kind of stuck home with them. And what do you do? So this year I'm going to Hershey Lodge. They do a New Year's Eve bash at the lodge. You've stayed there before, right?
Yes. I love the Hershey Lodge.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And they set up an entire
Milton Hershey.
Yes, Milton Hershey.
It was his birthday the other day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed Milton Hershey's birthday.
Anyway.
Hershey Lodge sets up an entire carnival inside their ballrooms. They open up all of the ballrooms, make one big room. They have a huge dinner, and they have a carnival inside for the kids. And the parents can sip on chocolate martinis if they want.
And this is New Year's Eve day, night?
This is New Year's Eve. It's actual New Year's Eve. So if you're not...
No, but what time of the day?
It's in the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, like around dinner time. Around they'll do the carnival, okay. And then they do a celebration at midnight.
Right.
If your kids can stay up until midnight. I don't know that Jace is going to make it till midnight. We'll see.
But you're doing something with your kids on New Year's Eve. And
right.
You don't need a sitter, and you're at a really cool place.
Right. And listen, if you can get a sitter and you can go out, you want to do that, that's great. I like to be home with Jace, so I wanted to do something fun with him, and I found this. And it's not really highly publicized because it sells out so quickly. People book it. They'll book New Year's Day for next year. So if this is something that you're interested in, they're probably sold out, but maybe think about for next year.
Okay.
And you can find the list on PrestonandSteve.com. It's right at the top of the page. It's Kathy's holiday activities. And then I am on social media at Kathy Romano 11, and you can follow along. And I'm also asking if you do any of these activities, because I like to see the different things that people are doing around the area. I make a list every year, and I like to add some new things. So tag me in the post that you put on social media. You can hashtag Kathy's holiday activities.
You're remarkable.
Oh, well, thank you, Matt Cord.
Yeah. Now, Do you go to church on Christmas Eve?
I do go to church on Christmas Eve.
Do you have a top 10 of masses to go to?
You know what? I've been going to my church
this
for
mass,
years.
They give out wafers with wine.
No, but I do know most churches get there early or else you're not going to get
a
seat.
Yes, we go to the 5:30 Christmas Eve. We get there like at 4.
To get a seat, right?
And then I take a picture. Like I always say, front row. Right.
Betty needs the front row, doesn't she?
In the pit tonight. All right. So all that on your all your social medias, right?
Yep. All my social media. I post mostly on Instagram, but there's pictures on all of them.
Kathy Romano, our host on 95.7 Ben FM of her story. And also you can hear her on Preston and Steve. What time are you guys on?
We're on in the morning as well, Matt.
Love you.
Thanks, Matt.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Today's guest is an amazing dancer with the Pennsylvania Ballet and found asylum in the United States from Cuba more than 10 years ago. After studying at the Cuban National Ballet School, participating in international ballet competitions around the world, winning medals in many of them, including the silver medal in the international ballet competition held in Havana, she decided to leave Cuba. At the age of 17, Mayara Pinheiro left her home, her family, and a promising ballet career to come to the United States in an effort to further her life. Mayara, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
So how many years ago did you leave Cuba?
Well, I left Cuba when I was 17 in 2009. I have been here around 9 years.
Talk a little bit about your childhood and what it was like in Cuba.
I started ballet when I was 3 because my mom put me in ballet. So I'm always been involved with dance since I was little, very little. And I started a career when I was 8. So my mom took me to the school to take some exams. And then I got into the National Ballet School in Cuba, and I studied there for 8 years.
And that's a big deal in Cuba, being a ballet dancer.
Yes, because it's a national school. They choose students from all over the country to go to Havana. So it's like 30 students from the whole country.
From the whole country, and you were chosen to do that.
Yes.
And did you live there at the school?
No, because I'm from Havana.
So so you were still able to live at home.
I was able to live at home, but it was like 2 hours away from the school.
You'd have to travel back and forth?
Every day.
And did you do your schooling there as well, or just your dance?
Yes, we also do the schooling there.
Talk about your home life and your family. You lived with your mother and your brother.
Okay, I live with my mother and my brother. My brother is like 1 year younger than me, so we're very close. My mom started working at the school to stay close to us.
At the dance school?
At the dance school to stay close to us.
Is your brother also a dancer?
He was a dancer. But when he was in third grade, he left it.
Okay.
So my mom started working there to stay close to us because we had to travel every day 2 hours in buses to get to the school. So that's why she always was there from we wake up at 5 in the morning, go to the school and left at 9 p.m.
So you were there all day
All day long.
And all three of you, your brother went as well?
Yes.
Now, there was a documentary being filmed about the ballet school in Cuba that was focused around you, and that was when you decided to leave in the middle of that documentary being filmed, correct?
Yes.
Talk about it. What was the decision? How did you make the decision to leave?
Okay, the producer, she didn't know. No one knew about that. It just happened.
No one knew that you were going to leave?
Yes. No one knew that I wanted to leave. What happened was, like, I was in my last year of the school, ready to go to the company. And My dream always was like to be part of a company here in the United States. Why? Because we always hear about this country and the companies, and we have a lot of dancers from Cuba that are principal dancers in a lot of companies here in the United States. So that was one of my dreams. Also, I wanted to help my family and support my family. We were in a really hard situation in Cuba. We didn't have a good position. So that's why I also want to help my family. So I decided to leave because those two reasons.
How did you leave?
Okay. We went to Canada in a school trip. And last date, they took us to Niagara Falls, just the Cubans, to visit. And I heard there the tourist guide saying, oh, this is Niagara Falls, there is United States there, and then this is Canada, there is two flags, you know, like in the middle of the bridge, there's two flags.
Two flags.
Two flags, yeah. So when you were on the other side, you were in American territory. And then I was like thinking about it, I was like, oh, it's so easy. So for me, at that moment, I thought it was really easy. So we went to eat in a buffet. And I decided to leave all my stuff on the table, and I just ran away.
So that was it. So this wasn't, you didn't think about this before?
No.
You didn't think, okay, when we go on this trip to Canada is when I'm going to try to go to the United
States? No, I mean, I knew that Canada was very close to the United States, so if I had the opportunity, I would do it, you know? And I think I found it there.
Did your family know? Did your mom or your brother?
My mom didn't know. My brother didn't know. Since I started going out the country with the school, I went to Peru, Italy, South Africa, all these places.
To perform with the school.
Okay. I started like seeing what is going on outside Cuba. So for me, it was like, how do you say, when you open your eyes and you're not blind anymore, right? And then that was like the last trip that I knew that I had with the school. So that's why I tried to find the opportunity to do it.
You went to a restaurant to eat. You looked at the bridge. You saw the two flags. Then what happened?
I ran away. So I went to the border, and you had to pay, I think, like $2. And I just started like walking to the bridge because I saw people walking there. And then I got there and I showed my ID from Cuba. I didn't know how to say hello.
So you didn't speak English at the time?
At all. Nothing. So I stayed there, but I knew the law. So I knew that because I'm Cuban, you know, they cannot send you back like that. I just showed my ID from Cuba, and they freaked out because I was a minor. I was 17. They were so scared, and they always was asking me if I did it by myself, if someone helped me. I was like, no, I just did this by myself. And I stayed there almost 8 hours.
So they held you?
Yes.
They didn't let you into the United States, or were you already in the United States?
I was in the border. I was in Buffalo. And I told them that I have an uncle in Orlando because they asked me, do you have any family here that we can contact? And I told them I have an uncle in Orlando that I can call him. So I did call him. He started crying because he thought they would send me back. And I got very scared. After that, they put me in a detention center. I stayed there for 17 days until my mom and my dad gave authorization for me to stay here in America.
The United States was allowing you to stay?
Yes.
They just needed someone to give permission?
Yes, my mom.
Okay, but what about Cuba?
Cuba, when they found out that I defect, you know, they don't do anything.
They didn't do anything?
They didn't do anything.
Okay.
They didn't treat my mom the best, you know. They kicked her out of school. They took my pictures down. It was,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
How did your mom find out, and were you able to speak to her? What did you say?
Oh, my gosh. What I did, I recorded a video before we went to the Niagara Falls because I knew that Niagara Falls was so close, and that guy was talking, like, saying all that stuff, so it confirmed. So I make a video to my mom saying, like, don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm doing this for you, to help you. You're my brother, also for my future. Like, dance in a different company in the United States, all that. And then after I left, my classmate, they took that video, they gave it to my mom. My mom didn't know, so she went to the airport to pick me up.
When you left Canada to go home, people realized you were missing. Did they do anything, or they just got on a plane and went home?
I think they were looking for me. But they didn't know anything.
But a couple of your friends knew, I guess, the ones that had the cell phone video?
My closest friend, I told her, but I told her, don't say anything because you're going to get in trouble. So she didn't say anything. She just gave my stuff to my mom.
To your mom. So you literally crossed the border with nothing?
With nothing.
So, okay, fine. You're 17 years old. You're in the United States now. They hold you for 17 days. Mm-hmm. After that, do they release you to the uncle?
Yes. My birthday is in February, so I crossed in November. So I had to wait until I was 18. So I went to live with my uncle.
In Orlando. Okay, and then what?
Well, my uncle, he told me like very clear, like, I'm sorry, I cannot support you. I cannot pay anything for your career or something. So you have to start working. And it was really hard transition because for a dancer, when you stop, it's really hard to get back. Well, I started working in the store, selling shoes, until I met Etienne. And he took me to the school that I could take class for free in Orlando. So that helped me a lot with my training. And then after that, we got a contract in Romania.
In Romania?
Yes.
So you left the United States?
I left the United States for a year, went to Romania, Italy, and we decided to go back.
Who's we?
Etienne is my fiancé.
And where did you meet him?
In Orlando.
So then how did you end up in Philadelphia with the Pennsylvania Ballet?
Okay, so we went to Milwaukee first. We sent our resume to Milwaukee because we wanted to come back to the United States to be closer to the family too. His family's here. My mom is in Cuba. So from Florida to Cuba is very close. After that, we stayed there 2 years. And then we went to a summer program and we met Angel Corella. He got offered the position to be a director in Pennsylvania Ballet, and he offered us contract there.
Are the both of you performing with the Pennsylvania
yes.
Ballet?
Yes, and actually we're doing the lead role together this year.
So talk a little bit about the show at the Pennsylvania Ballet. You're doing the Nutcracker.
Nutcracker is such an amazing holiday, especially here in this country, and it's such a beautiful ballet. A lot of people just know the Nutcracker, and it's a beautiful version. It's a Balanchine version. And I'm, like, very honored to be part of the Pennsylvania Ballet and do this ballet.
If people want to come see you, how do they get tickets?
Online.
Online, which is pennsylvaniaballet.org. And what are the dates of the show?
We open December 7th, and we're going to the 31st.
Is your fiancé also Cuban?
Yes, he's Cuban.
How did he get to the United States?
He has another story, too.
We got to get him in, too.
We all run away. No, he went with his mom to Brazil, and then he came through, I think, Texas?
He fled as well.
Yes.
Where do you call home?
Well, right now, this is my home.
In Philadelphia?
Yes.
For how long?
I've been here 4 years with a company, but I see myself here in the city.
You see yourself staying here?
Yes.
Okay. Has your mother or your family been able to come to the United States?
Well, my mom came last year. For the first time, and she saw me performing professional for the first time, so it was amazing.
Oh, wow. And yeah. she's back in Cuba now?
Yes.
Can she move here? Does she want to move here?
I don't think she can, because she's a Spanish citizen, so she could travel, but I don't think she can stay.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Oh, you are now?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you can stay?
Yes.
And what about your brother? Have you seen him?
Oh, he's living now in Miami. He came 2 years ago, and he's living in Miami, so I keep in touch with him very often.
Can you go back to Cuba?
Yes. I went back to Cuba 3 times.
Already. Is this after the laws changed?
No, it was before. I was very scared at the beginning, but I was able to go. First time I went just for 3 days, just to test.
To test it, yeah.
Yeah.
And when was the last time you went back?
I think like 4 years ago, my mom came, so I didn't have to go back.
You know, it's funny. I think back to decisions that I made when I was 17 years old. I can laugh about them. You know, you think you know everything, but really, in reality, you're a kid. But you seemed to have made a very adult decision at the age of 17. Looking back now, I mean, you're still young. You're only 26 years old. But looking back now to when you were a teenager, do you think you made the right decision at that time?
Yes. I don't regret anything that I did. I'm very happy because I feel like my dream comes true. I'm in the company. I'm a principal dancer with the Pennsylvania Ballet. I was able to help my family. So I don't regret.
So you are able to help your family with your career, what you came here to do, you are able to help them?
Yes. I became a U.S. citizen, so I said in one interview, and I think it's something that I really mean, is like before I was part of this country, now I feel like I'm a member of the family. So it's amazing for me, like, to be a U.S. citizen. I did both this year, so for the first time. It's something that I feel, like, very happy about it.
Absolutely. To be able to vote, to have the privilege to vote. That's,
yes.
That's great. In Cuba, they don't vote.
No, we're not allowed to.
That's definitely an accomplishment for sure. Congratulations on everything. Being able to come here, help your family, become a U.S. citizen, and all of your success in the ballet.
Thank you.
If you could give one bit of advice to the listeners, what would it be? Anything.
I think if you have a dream, just go for it, because that's the only way that you can find out if you can do it or not. I had a dream to go outside my country and left my family and my friends, everybody behind, because I wanted to do something with my life. At the beginning, it's very hard. It's hard transitions, but at the end, you always get it.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more information about purchasing tickets to see the Nutcracker, you can go to paballet.org or visit them on social media at paballet. And don't forget to check out my holiday activities list on PrestonandSteve.com. It's one of the top links. You can follow along with everything I do for the holiday season on my social media. I am at KathyRomano11. And please take me along with all the holiday activities that you participate in. Tag me in your social media posts and hashtag Kathy's Holiday Activities. Thanks so much for joining me again today. I'm Kathy Romano. Happy holidays.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.